Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today on Friday, and we have our stories of hope. My first guest is a story of hope. I mean, he's got an incredible story to tell us on how not to give up and to keep fighting. Trent Brook is from North Louisiana, and he's a graduate of Louisiana Tech University with an MBA IT degree. He's a world traveler, international small business entrepreneur, and three times terminal cancer overcomer. Trent overcame hip cancer, which left him disabled in a wheelchair or crutches over 5 years. Then lung cancer, they only took out one lobe, so he's still breathing. And he saved the best for last. The kiss of death, pancreatic cancer, with less than a 5% chance to survive. Trent calls that a cancer conqueror. He recently sold his business overseas. He has transitioned over the last year to a life cancer journey coach, motivational speaker, podcast guest, 30 plus appearances in the last year, and a best-selling co-author in Breaking the Silence, Voices of Survivors, Volume 1. Trent Brook, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Wow, that's quite an introduction there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You've had quite the journey. Geez. I mean, right. I'd love to have you on, you know, for your entrepreneur skills.
Oh, you know, cool. We can do that. Yeah.
You know, am I saying your last name correctly? Is it Brooke?
It's Brock. Brock.
Brock. Trent Brock. Let's get it straight. Okay, good.
It's all good. So all good. No worries.
You are a three times cancer overcomer.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. All right. Yep.
Take us into the first one. Take us into the experience then.
Yeah, sure. I was an IT guy and I ended up in New Zealand like almost 20 years ago. And I started a kettle corn popcorn business there. And about 5 years ago, I started limping around the factory. And I went to a few doctors, told me I had torn butt muscle. Finally, I had to go into the hospital for some blood work. Got an x-ray done a week later. As the cliche goes, I got the call that changed my life. And that was that I had hip bone cancer and it was aggressive. And I had about a quarter inch of bone holding my leg on. And I was in danger every step I took, I could break my leg and they would take the leg off. So straight into the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then you went straight into the hospital and then what?
It's public health care there. So over about 6 months, what they would do is they would attempt to create the implant. And then when we were ready to do surgery a couple months later, it wouldn't fit. So the third time that we did that, they came in and said, we're going to cut the leg off. We can't do anything. And my parents were actually in the States on the phone. And my dad just said, we're not doing that. You're not cutting the guy's leg off. He's a fighter. He's not a quitter. If anybody can make this leg work, he'll make it work. And so the doctor left the leg, but, you know, wouldn't guarantee functionality, wouldn't guarantee feeling, and it definitely was shorter than the other. So, you know, just to give you an idea, this is how much of the pelvis they took out. You can see that all is gone. That would be a regular pelvis. And I have a little bit of a kind of like a 3D image here. So that's what somebody's normal pelvis looks like on this side. And then on this side, it looks like this. And so, you know, I was told, crutches or a wheelchair for the rest of your life. There's nothing we could do. There's not any real estate to put anything, attach anything to. And so that was that. And got out of the hospital, you know, still working the entire time since I own my own business and do my own thing. And the next scan was lung and pancreas. So COVID had hit and they kind of locked the country down and no one could, leave or come or anything. So no family for me, no one was around, and I had the pancreas surgery. Well, that ended up being a misdiagnosis. So they removed half of my pancreas and spleen, and that ended up mistakenly being a blood clot instead of a tumor. So that's a bittersweet deal where at least I beat the dodge the bullet of the cancer, but obviously there's some health concerns ongoing with that. And then we had the lung surgery. The lung surgery went all right, but it was infected. And the leg had been infected from the year prior as well. The leg surgery, it had gotten infected. I had several surgeries. So I had an infected lung. They went in and they decided that they were going to remove this little small wire that you can see there. Okay. That kept the leg from going, moving up. Well, they kind of botched up the surgery. They messed it up, caused a surgical hernia, bladder issues. And eventually, what happened was, since there was nothing holding the leg, it turned into where it would just migrate north like that. So the leg bone ended up here. And just to kind of give people a visual, like it moved to that big of a shoe, 4 1/4 inches. So I'm the guy that invented the raised Crocs. So I get to take credit for that, for the raised shoe and the raised Crocs shoe. So, that's all my deal.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm just
Yeah,
kidding.
yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So we did those surgeries and got through that. And then the next scan, it actually was pancreas cancer. And when they found that one, it was this size, about the size of 2 nickels on the scan. Like I said, public health care back and forth, trying to get a biopsy scheduled and things like that. We finally got the biopsy, and in 4 months, it had grown to the size of a tennis ball. It was growing into my stomach, and I went to a private physician because the public thing, and I was like, this is getting dire. I went to a private guy, and he just said, look, there's nothing we can do for you. It's too serious now, and you can go home. And I'm like, and wait to die? And he said, well, you might make it. And I had seen all my other surgeons, my orthopedic and my lung surgeon, and they all told me, they said, it's over for you, you're done. And they gave I the oncology report gave me a year, and I thought, well, I'm gonna go home and be with my family, so come back to the States. And I just had an epiphany moment one day with my parents on the phone, and I'm like, you know what? Parents aren't supposed to bury their children. They're not supposed to do that. And so, I had some things happen. I had a friend that had died of cancer about a year before, family friend, one of my friends, and another guy that was friends of mine had taken his own life a while before that. And I thought, I'm just tired of watching sad parents put their kids in the ground, and we're not doing that. So I just made a change, I just made a decision. And from then on, I just decided I was going to start fighting, and I started doing the things I needed to do, and I did the typical things, right? I changed my diet. I started doing the exercise. I got into yoga. But the biggest thing was I had to change my mindset because all these facts had been told to me. And so I had to go back over those few years and, learn how to overcome all that stuff. And so I got home, and, we saw a doctor here. When I got off the plane, the day I got off the plane, we went to the local clinic here in Northwest Arkansas. It's a great little patch here with health care and cancer care and things like that. I just didn't want to drag my family all over the country again, because they had already been down to New Zealand. I'm just like, it's too hard. Let's just fight this from home. So by the time we had done radiation, the thing had grown to the size of a softball. And we zapped that sucker. We zapped it. We got it. Next scan, all clear. Did some
Really?
immunotherapy. Yeah, we got it. We got it. And so the next scan, everything was clear. And I did some immunotherapy to prevent anything spreading metastatically. So I did 6 months of that. And I'm about 2.5 years cancer free now.
Wow, that is absolutely extraordinary.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
I
amazing
know.
the human body when it is placed in a position to, because the human body regenerates, 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 rejuvenates, right? And it's amazing, with you being the director and saying, no, we're going to fight. No,
That's right.
We're going to live. No, we're going to do that. You know, you're like, nope, we're not going to have that. And so then everything started shifting.
That's it.
And, right?
That's
and
it. Yeah.
You were provided the resources, the, you know, everything started lining up because obviously you are meant to be here.
I think so.
Telling us the story.
That's
and
what I think.
Help. You're meant to help a lot of people that are out there that are either struggling with cancer, have been diagnosed, or any other, you know, debilitating illness or something.
Yep.
And you're giving them hope.
That's right. That's right. You know, so we got the cancer thing. And then the next thing was I still had the hip infection. So, you know, I found a great doctor here again in Northwest Arkansas, and we zapped that thing. I mean, we zapped the tumor, but we remedied the infection. We got rid of that. And then I started looking for a doctor. I wouldn't give up on walking again. You know, I've been on crutches or a wheelchair for like 5 years, and I'm like, you know what? I need my hands back. I want that back. And so we started looking for a doctor. I got a lot of no's, but I got referred to a guy at Mayo. And there's a three-part surgery that I'm in the middle of right now. I had a temporary hip implant put in last year about this time. And then in October, they put in the largest, most complex hip implant ever done. So just to kind of give you, an idea, okay, this is what a normal hip implant would look like. You can see the implants there. This is what the largest in the world looks like.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, seven or eight screws, three rods. I mean, it's just it's a never done before, largest, most complex deal. You know, procedures that have never happened before. And you know, I'm the guinea pig. Why not be the first?
Well,
and
you are definitely definitely a hero in so many ways, you know, that when you align your will with God's will, because obviously you
that's it.
are right, and
you're exactly right,
well on your way to having overcome all the things that they told
that's
you
right
was not going to be possible.
That's right. That's
I want to
exactly
tell the
right.
audience,
Yeah,
you know,
so you know, hey, it's just all about
Yeah, I want to tell the audience how they
I'm
can
sorry,
look
go ahead.
on social media, how they can find you on social media, how they can follow you.
Yeah, sure. You know, my email is trentbrock@yahoo.com. So there's that. And then, you know, I have Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And, you know, my photo is me doing the victory pose just like that we're winning. And, you know, I'm just happy to share my story, you know, and inspire others and say, hey, you know what? This guy's been through a lot. You know, he had insurmountable odds and everything, but he never quit. And so, you know, if you're having a bad day, you know, you can make it better. It's just a choice and you can do it. It's possible.
Totally. Well, Trent, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We have our segments are really short, but I definitely want to invite you to come
No
on
problem.
For a longer show, and we'll have Ashley get in contact
Sure.
with you. But continue on, you know, rising above all the things that they say we can't do, and claiming back your health and your wealth and your authority in what you can and cannot do.
Thank
So,
you.
yes, you're
Thank you
welcome.
so much. I appreciate you having me. Thanks for sharing my story.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Elizabeth Minton. She is a psychotherapist and a mindfulness coach. Elizabeth has a psychotherapy practice, a private practice in Columbus, Ohio. She also facilitates an online self-care membership that's called The Calming Ground, which supports and guides women to move from feeling depleted, overwhelmed, and exhausted to feeling energized, confident, and inspired. Elizabeth infuses her psychotherapy and membership with her knowledge of meditation, her love of nature, and her value of providing a safe and sacred space through compassionate presence. Elizabeth is the creator and host of the Calming Ground podcast, and she's a certified Qigong teacher and forest therapy guide. Wow. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Very good. It's good to see you. Thank you for being here. And so, you know, you're here to share a story with us today about some of your practices and what's really most important right now for people in their life. Why don't you just take us straight into it?
Okay. So I had a bit of a journey myself. I am a psychotherapist in private practice and have been for a long time. And I was in therapy myself because I believe that as a therapist, that's important that we be involved in our own treatment so we don't bring it into the sessions with our clients. But one of the things that I was noticing was that there was this missing piece, this element between the sessions where I needed to come to find my ground, to find my sense of safety and centeredness. And I was exploring different ways to find this practice. So I went to a Qigong, which is kind of in the version that I have been exploring and am a teacher in is a meditative movement form. I went to a workshop over a weekend and we were doing this meditation. And as I was involved in this meditation, I had, my eyes were closed. So this is all sort of, you know, not in my actual visual field, but I had this vision of being in darkness, but somehow I was at this cliff. And as I was standing there at the cliff, I actually felt terrified. Like I felt terror in my meditation because I had this sense of, okay, am I going to stay here at the edge of the cliff or am I going to let myself fall? And so it doesn't make any logical sense. But in my meditation, my fear was, if I fall, can I ever come back? Like, is there any way back? So I decided as I'm deep into this meditation that I'm just going to let myself fall. And when I did, I thought my fear was that I was going to fall and have an experience of the falling sensation. But actually what happened was I felt embraced and held in this incredible experience of serenity, peace, and love. I have never forgotten that moment. And I think for me, it was so key because for me, when I thought about it later, like, was that what happened? It was, I think for me, the letting go of having to try to control, the letting go of being in the thinking mind and really allowing myself to be fully immersed in presence and consciousness. And for me, that was a pivotal time. And since then, I've been really committed to both continuing that practice in my daily life, but then also sharing practices that others can experience too, where they bring mindfulness and coming back to the moment as much as they can into their daily lives. So that's my story of kind of a pivotal point in my transformation.
You know, what's really interesting, you're talking about standing on the cliff and letting go, right? And thinking about falling and landing and will you be able to go back and all the things you were thinking of in your meditation. This morning, I was in a dream and I was in the dream and I was standing on the cliff. Wow. And it was interesting because yesterday was leap day. I made those two connections that I actually stood on the cliff on leap day and was ready to take that leap, ready to jump off, when I looked down and I was going to hurt myself if I jumped, right? Because I was ready to take the leap. I wanted to jump, but I didn't want to hurt my body. Those were my thoughts, right? And, but there were people standing down there. And so I stood there for a while and then I asked the people if they wouldn't mind standing underneath and then you talked about being held. I asked the people to stand there as I take the jump and just receive me. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that's beautiful.
Oh my God. And this, yeah. I've just spoken this out. You know, I just had that dream this morning. I woke up with that dream. So that goes to show you the leap that personally I took and of totally letting go and jumping. And being carried now, flowing with the water. Yeah.
Yes. I love that. And I think that so often, you know, when I'm working with women, it is that sense of walking up to that proverbial, sometimes it's a proverbial cliff or a sense of, if I do this, if I give myself this space and time to be, if I allow myself this, whatever that next step would be, right? That leap, will I be okay? Will I fall? What will happen for me? Yes.
Yeah. I just remember the feeling of, I didn't want to hurt the body. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to hurt the body because if you, you know, fall down, you're going to land and you're going to have trauma. So that's what I was considering there. And it's interesting because I wonder if that's so buried deep in the subconscious that a lot of times when people don't, they want to stay in their comfort zone and they don't want to take the leaps or take the risk or, you know, live life beyond what they know, out of control, that they hold themselves back because of those feelings that, you know, they don't want to cause trauma because somewhere in the subconscious, it's deeply buried there.
Yes. Yes. And I do want to honor that fear that want to not cause trauma because it is such a natural response, right? And I think that being able to stand at that precipice or as, you know, in your vision, have the people to catch you or in mine, just know that, okay, I'm ready to fall, you know, but there might be times where we're not, you know, where it's not quite, and we're not quite there. And it's okay to notice that and just to be at that precipice and hang out there until you are ready, you know, you're ready to fall and trust, you're ready to be in the moment or whatever that is.
Yeah. Don't you think that 2024, you know, especially now as we're, you know, moving forward, having a deeper level of self-trust is so important in creating a reality that is matching that, you know, so as within, so without, And that's why your calming membership is an important gathering place, because you have a community where you can receive matching support. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that they go hand in hand, right? Because the more that we can trust and care and love ourselves and be held in a sense of community, the more that we can lean in, I think, the more that we can have a sense of safety, both within ourselves and with those around us. And so much these days, people don't experience that. The risk, the danger, the stories of threat all around us are so pervasive, and the level of distrust. So I think that starting with ourselves, starting with that trusting ourselves, and then moving from there into trusting one another is so key right now in this day and age, right? And to have safe spaces.
Yeah, safe spaces. I mean, right away, I'm taken back to the dream this morning where, you know, I asked for the group of people, would they hover down, you know, underneath so that when I jumped that I could fall into them. And it's so interesting because, again, the group of people in my dream, the community that I was looking to surrender myself to and, you know, will you catch me if I fall when I'm falling kind of thing. And wow, that's so huge. And again, you know, trusting that they will catch me.
Yes, right.
You know, those could have been like, you know, monsters or demons or somebody. It's like, it could have been, you know, but trusting that they wouldn't have even occurred to me otherwise, you know, not in the dream, not there. I was like, so ready to jump. So it just, and then here you come on my podcast today and you're talking about this. So it's a beautiful, beautiful synchronicity and beautiful way that we all support each other in the ways that we create our life and live our best life.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree. And I'm so thankful that in your dream, you did have that trust and you knew that you could, that they'd be there. And that in meditation, I did too, right? Because that is the key. That is the transformation, is to take that leap and just have that experience of being held.
Yeah, being held. This is a beautiful feeling. And, you know, it's a beautiful feeling to be held, to know that we can trust and that we can land and that we have community and that we belong and that we matter. And those are all important ways of creating our reality, creating our life, building our new world. It's all important. So let's tell the audience where they can look you up on social media and find out more about your membership practice and what it is, you know, that where you are on social media.
Yeah. So it's the Calming Ground. That the beginning is important because there is a Calming Ground without the. But the calmingground.com is my website, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at the Calming Ground, and also Elizabeth Minton on LinkedIn. So welcome to find me in any of these locations, online, my podcast, the Calming Ground podcast as well. And yes, I welcome anybody who'd like to talk to me and start that conversation.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I also love that you are a forest guide. That's a wonderful way to connect with nature and to go into the forest and receive all the magical, nourishing blessings.
Absolutely. Another way to be held, right? Another way to experience the belonging.
Yeah. It was so great having you on, Elizabeth, especially with what you shared today. I mean, the fact that you had that story already, knowing that that was what you were going to talk about. And then it just matched my dream. It's so beautiful. I love the magic. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Everyone, we'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. I can't wait to introduce you to Lori Kesey. Lori Kesey. She wrote and illustrated about three puppies lost in a hat box. Piqued Lori's interest in writing at the tender age of six. Oh my gosh. An introduction to Scout Finch into Kill a Mockingbird many years later sealed the deal. Lori decided then that she wanted to write fiction. Many, many years passed and hundreds of novels were read before Lori realized her goal with her debut novel, Always Think of Me, which Mascot Books plans to release early this year. In addition to writing the novel, Lori launched The Accidental Blogger, which spotlights everyday people who overcome adversity. Reminds me a little bit of this Stories of Hope series. Recently retired, Lori enjoyed a 40 plus year career as a writer and now has time to pursue her childhood dream of writing fictional characters who make a difference. She's written for daily newspapers and trade publications, and her freelance work has appeared in regional and trade magazines, specifically those specializing in space exploration. Wow. Yes, Lori was a space junkie and worked for NASA in public outreach for nearly 20 years. Well, that's just incredible, Lori. Jeez, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you very much, Cornelia. I appreciate the invitation.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, aside from working for NASA and, you know, learning about space and all the things, you are currently writing your book, and that's being published, right? That's being
the book is finished. The book will be officially published on April 2nd, one day after my birthday. What a birthday gift, right?
Yeah.
And I continue to write my blog called The Accidental Blogger. And I'll tell you, I think once the hubbub dies down with pushing a book out there and getting folks aware of his existence, I think I'm really going to spend a lot more time with short story writing. I have written two, And both of them were based on true stories, things that had happened in my family long ago. This is, you know, decades ago with my grandparents. So I have a lot of ideas in my head. And I think I will continue writing about overcoming adversity because I think it's a topic that everyone can understand. We all face adversity. And I think that the way you overcome it really depends on what you do with it. You have a choice. You can say, well, I'm going to wallow in my sorrow, or you can say, okay, what do I have to do to turn lemons into lemonade? And I know that's a cliche, but it's true, I believe. That's certainly what I learned when I sat down and started writing Always Think of Me.
Yeah, I love that, Always Think of Me. I think that's so beautiful. Thoughts that come to mind as you were speaking is, well, first of all, congratulations on your book. That's really exciting. Well, and you already know that, publishing a book and getting it out there, now you're in the book selling business and getting that book into many hands as possible is the goal of the book. That's what
right now. Yes,
yeah, that is.
Yes.
So probably it's going to be like that for the next 6 months to a year is really getting yeah. the book out, you know, because you're now yes. in the book selling business and that's just how it is.
That's right.
And then you've got your accidental blogger. What does it mean to be an accidental blogger?
It means I never intended to be a blogger. It's like so the accidental tourist, the book, The Accidental Tourist. Yeah. That's right. That was playing in my mind when I came up with the title. I really never intended to be a blogger. Yeah. And it all happened because I was writing this book. And, you know, I know nothing about book publishing, at least back then. And taking these classes and talking with all the experts and talking with other authors, you know, you really do need a platform. Or, you know, people say, oh, I published a book, but no one buys it. That's because no one knows who you are. And with the number of books being released every single day, you really do need to do your best to get out there. And so I decided to do the blog. And as it turned out, Cornelia, I really like doing it. This is fun. Yeah. You know, I used to be a newspaper reporter and I always loved, and a magazine feature writer, and I always loved interviewing people and getting to know these people and figuring out what made them tick. And so with this blog I do, I interview people. And usually the theme truly revolves around whatever they did to overcome some sort of adversity. Sometimes it kind of, like right now I'm writing something about bucket lists, and there's a reason for that. And so I interviewed this friend of mine. He's the only person I know who's gone to Mount Everest twice, rode a bike to the Arctic Circle. You know, he does all these crazy things, and those are the things that make him tick. And writing this book was something that had been on my bucket list ever since I was a teenager when I read To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah. And so, and now you've got the book written, it's out there. Yeah. But first came, well, maybe simultaneously, were you doing the writing the book and writing the being an accidental blogger at the same time?
Yes. Yeah. I was also, at least initially, I was still working with NASA too.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, yeah. And then there were all kinds of things that happened. Like my poor mom, she got really sick, and I live here in East Tennessee and she lives in Maryland. And, you know, we had to take turns watching her, taking care of her. And it became impossible to do my consulting work with NASA. So yeah. I retired.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I bet you it's been a nice way to, take you into a new direction, into a direction that you were already so passionate about, so excited about, and now it's opening up all kinds of other doors. So when you're talking about that, you're interviewing people, where do you interview them?
Well, I interview them on the phone. Occasionally I'll do a Zoom, but you know, Zoom calls you, that means you have to put makeup on and make sure you're wearing decent clothes. And that's not my normal style. Oh. I put on makeup when I have to and fix my hair when I have to. But so it's usually a phone, or if the person lives, you know, nearby, you know, we meet for coffee or something like that. But it's amazing how you find people. I mean, I have talked with people who are in Washington State, New Mexico, New York State, New Jersey, the list goes on and on. They just, being on social media really helps. And if you throw something out there, hey, I'm looking for a topic idea, people always respond. And there's always a fascinating story.
Yeah, yeah. Now, are you looking for guests for your accidental blogger?
I'm looking for topic ideas, people I could interview. I'm always looking for that. And folks can email me.
What's your email address?
Lori, L-O-R-I, at LoriKesey.com.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want to comment onto your blog and write something and be considered to be interviewed on your blog.
Oh, by all means. Let's talk.
Yeah, I think that's great. But I talk to a lot of people that are also, you know, that would be great people for you to interview. And so we'll definitely stay in touch.
Oh, please do.
So a couple things. Just give us your, where do you want people to go? Did you say something on Monday they need to go to Goodreads? Where do you want people to go?
Well, I wish I had the link, but I don't have the link yet.
Okay.
The publisher said she would, or not the publisher, the marketing lady with the publisher said that she would send it to me Monday. But I think on Monday, on Goodreads, there's a book giveaway button, and it should be there. But if they're interested, they can always email me. I respond to all emails. So it's a giveaway, and they're giving away 100 books. And yeah, it's quite a few, and it will last from March 4th until April 2nd when the book is officially published.
So, and then what's your social media handles?
My social media handles. Oh, golly, you had to ask that. I don't know my handles. You'll have to look it up. I'm on Facebook, of course, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X.
This is what you get, you all, for listening to someone that's totally retired and loving it and doing everything that she's passionate about doing, writing and being a blogger when all serves well. I think it's great. I think it's a fabulous way and the things that you're doing. So let's give the email address one more time for the audience.
Okay. It's Lori, L-O-R-I, at LoriKesey.com, and Kesey is spelled K-E-E-S-E-Y.
That's awesome. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to being interviewed on your accidental blogger, and maybe even we can have you come back on another show as well.
Oh, I'd love that.
I want to let you know, Lori, that when you're sending out on your social media this podcast, the link mm-hmm. that you have is the same for the replay that Ashley gave you. It's the same thing for the replay. So the people that couldn't join you today, they can join you.
Okay.
They can go to that same link and it's the same one.
Is this the, I didn't get, actually, Cornelia, I did not get a link that I can see.
Oh, there's a link. There's.
Oh,
there's,
is there? I'm sure there is. It's, you know. Yeah. I may have written about space technology, but it absolutely eludes me. Is it?
Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing with your writing. And I look forward to, you know, seeing how this is all going to unfold for you in the world with your book being published. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And I'd love to see you again.
Okay. We're going to take a break, everyone. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Chris Mitchell, aka Your Guide to Self-Confidence. He's a certified confidence life coach and the founder, CEO, Chief Empowerment Officer at Define Yourself. Chris is the host of the successful Self-Employed and Disabled podcast and the author of three self-published books, including Success Starts with Self-Confidence, 10 Steps to Confidence for the Self-Employed Person with a Disability, that is available on Amazon in the spring of 2024. Chris is a person with multiple disabilities. Chris is physically disabled from an incomplete spinal cord injury, visually impaired, neurodiverse, and battles depression. Chris will share with us today how you can create the success that you desire and deserve as a person with a disability by showing you how to discover, develop, and grow your self-confidence. Welcome to the show today, Chris Mitchell.
Well, thank you very much for having me today and for allowing me the privilege to speak to your wonderful, amazing audience.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to congratulate you on your third book that is to be available in the spring on Amazon, right?
And right, it's going through proofing right now.
What is the name of that book?
Success Starts with Self-Confidence, 10 Steps to Self-Confidence for the Person with a Disability. I don't have it right in front of me. I don't have it memorized. I'm sorry.
Oh, I totally understand.
You have it there on your script. So you did a great job reading the title. Better than I did.
Good. Well, so, you embarked on this journey to become your coach and to be a certified coach and then to found your company as a self-employed person. You have a podcast, and because you have a powerful message is that you want people that are disabled to feel confident in a world that isn't fully accepting of people with disability.
Very true. Yes, that is very true. There's a lot of obstacles for persons with disabilities to succeed in life that non-disabled people do not have to face on a daily basis. And a lot of the people in our community, the disabled community, look at these things as obstacles, which I mentioned a moment ago. And when we look at something as an obstacle, we can't see around it. So I look at things as challenges. So someone told me I can't do something because of my disabilities, I take that as a challenge, not to prove them wrong, but to prove to myself that I can do it. And I tell people, I eat challenges for breakfast because they taste much better than Cheerios. And that's the way that I attack life. Life is full of not obstacles and barriers. Life is full of challenges. And if you see them as challenges, you have a better chance of overcoming them. And even if you don't, if you give it a try, you're going to have more confidence and you're going to feel better about yourself just by trying. Even if you don't succeed, it's important to get out there and take on those obstacles as challenges.
Yeah. I think this is so great what you're doing out there. And I can imagine, you know, I'm not a disabled person, but I know disabled people around me. Like one person that's in my community, for instance, she is, she's a deaf person. She's deaf. Right. And
right.
So, I know the place where she works, she's always required to do the jobs that other people normally wouldn't do simply because she is disabled, right? She's not in front of the line. And so it's gotta be hard for people that have disability to have that level of self-confidence that you want them to have or that they should have. This is the reason why you wrote your books and this is the reason why you're doing your coaching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I wrote my book because I'm up there in the years a little bit past the big half century mark. And I looked back upon my life and thought all my success in my life boils down to one thing. And a lot of people say set goals, have agendas, calendars, vision boards, and those are important things. But the first thing you have to have is self-confidence. And I realized all my success I have in my life is because I've had self-confidence. And all my failures in life was for the same reason, self-confidence. But in that case, it was because my self-confidence was low. And you know, we all get to a point in our life, we look back and say, what did we want to do with our life when we were in high school? And where are we now? At some point in life, we'll do that. And I'm in a pretty good place, but not everywhere I wanted to be. And I don't want anyone in the disabled community to get to my time in my life, my age, and look back and say, I wish I had done more. And they know that they were held back by self-confidence. So I wrote this book outlining the 10 steps I did for the last 30 years or more. I don't really want to admit that. 30 years or more that has helped me discover, develop, and grow my self-confidence so they can take a shortcut to that and achieve success a lot earlier than I did in my life.
Well, and not only that, I think that's a lot of the reasons why a lot of us do the things that we're doing because we want to, you know, help others get out of their own way, basically, and not hold themselves back. But you can certainly identify with the people that have disability and what would hold them back because you yourself have found yourself in those spaces, I'm sure, more times than one can count.
And certainly, yes, I always tell people the biggest obstacle that stands between you and success, whether you're a person with a disability or not, is you. And you got to get out of your way to achieve success. Yes, I've encountered a lot of challenges in my life. I probably have been discriminated against for employment. I know I've lost a job or two and been invited to seek education elsewhere because of some of my neurodiverse issues that led me into some meetings with principals and deans of colleges. So those things happen. They're part of my disability. I'm not ashamed of them. Not something I really want to put in a resume either, but they are a part of who I am. And we need to embrace that and accept ourselves. That's the first step is self-acceptance and who you are and realize you are a wonderful, amazing human being. And anything you don't like about yourself, maybe you're a little bit irritable or whatever, you can change those things.
So this is also good. How does one become confident in taking that first step? Like, you know, how does one become confident?
Well, there's two things I like to mention real quickly. First is self-care time. And we all need to do that each day, sometime during the day. I do mine at night before I go to bed. But we reflect upon what we did that day and celebrate our victories that we did and the greatness that we are, and tell ourselves in the mirror, I'm a wonderful person. Decent self-talk in the mirror. But the one thing I really encourage people to do is what I call success balloons. The idea comes from hot air balloons. My wife and I love to watch the International Balloon Fiesta from Albuquerque, New Mexico each year. And in the morning, they have this thing called mass ascension. All the balloons rise up above gravity into the air. So the success balloons are little balloons that like an outline. And in the center, you can write down your successes. And then you keep all of those little successes. And they can be small ones. Like when I had my incomplete spinal cord injury, a successful one of the first days after was opening up a milk carton all by myself. So I would write that in a little success balloon and keep them in a journal. Then when I face something bigger, a bigger challenge, and I'm afraid, I don't know if I can do this, I can look back at all those success balloons and say, if I did that and I thought that was impossible, I can take on this challenge. And then you get to the bigger challenges, and then you get to do what I did in my wall behind me. That's my success wall, full of all my certifications and awards and achievements I've earned as a person with multiple disabilities.
That's amazing. Congratulations with everything. You've given us some wonderful tips today for even the average person, even a person that doesn't have any disabilities. These are tips to take. You want to rise above and, go for your goals and go for your dreams. Well, we have to have the confidence, the level of self-confidence to do it. So I want to let the audience know, Chris, how they can find you on social media and also your podcast.
The best way to find me is my website, thechrismitchell.com. There's a lot of Chris Mitchells out there, but I am the Chris Mitchell, thechrismitchell.com. That will connect you to all my social media profiles, including my amazing YouTube channel. There's a lot of great videos on it, and to my podcast as well. And if you go to successstartswithselfconfidence.com, you will get a free cheat sheet that has three actionable steps you can start doing today to discover, develop, and grow your self-confidence.
Wow, that's extraordinary. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Everything that you shared with us. I want to thank the audience for listening and tuning in, and make it a great weekend, everyone. And we'll see you again next week on the Stories of Hope. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.